Hello everyone, this is Anke Menzel, your host for Breakthrough the Glass Ceiling. Our special guest today is Irina Sanchez de Lozada, and we'll be talking about how alignment helps you to stand out in the job search. Before I dive in with her, let me introduce her quickly. So Irina is a career change strategist and coach, creator of the world-known Aligned Career Mastery System, is the CEO and founder of Success Within. And her mission is to help as many ambitious women to claim back their confidence, know that they are 100% worthy and ready as they are, and find a career that allows them to to wake up excited on Mondays again. Oh yes, hello, I love it on Mondays. So life is too short to dread on Mondays. And this is why we have Irina here. Hello, Irina, and welcome to Breakthrough the Glass Ceiling. So happy
Hello,
to have
Anke.
You.
Such a pleasure to be here with you. Thank you so much for inviting me to talk about what I love.
It's a pleasure, isn't it? Always talking about what you anyways love. Yeah.
Yeah,
right.
Exactly.
And I touched in the title about something that I want to, that I have as a burning question. But before I dive in, I really would love you to give some short information about who you are and why you came into, or why you went into the coaching for ambitious women. I think this is something that everyone out there wants to know.
Yeah, sure. Yeah, well, I didn't plan to be a coach, as you can imagine, from the very beginning. Mm-hmm. As always, it evolves and it happens. Yeah. So I've been in the corporate world for almost 20 years. Mm-hmm. I'm managing the sales teams and, well, climbing the career ladder quite successfully for these 20 years. At some point, I arrived to the moment when it just not satisfying anymore. It doesn't matter the promotions, the titles, the compensation, all of this looked amazing on paper, but I simply didn't feel great on the inside. And I let it be for quite a long time because I didn't know what possibly could it be. And I felt super ashamed and guilty that I have something to complain about. It's like, I know that my job was so good on paper. It's like, what else do you want, Irina? But at the same time, this nagging voice was telling me that it's got to be more to life. It's got to be more to life than what you do right now. And I knew I was like a mid-career point, still many, many years left to be in my career. And the question that helped me to actually start thinking what else is possible was, can I imagine staying in this exact career for the rest of my career life? Mm-hmm. And the answer was no way. So this is how I started exploring what else is possible for me. And it was, of course, ups and downs. And I realized that the only way out of this level of dissatisfaction was to make a career change. It was not about changing employer, because it will not change much of the essence of what I was doing. So that is why I knew career change was something I needed to do. It took me 2.5 years to actually figure this out. It was really hard for me because I didn't know how to do it. I mean, it was lots of other things. Like, I didn't know what I wanted in the first place, which is like normal, right? Like, you start, mm-hmm. but you don't know like how on earth even to do all of this. It took me 2.5 years, and it was the most beautiful journey back to myself to understand who I was, what I deeply wanted, and what career will be in alignment with the real me. And I received finally 3 job offers from a totally different industry, absolutely in alignment with what I wanted deeply from inside. And it was, as I said, somewhere I've never had any experience. I only had this passion and desire to do a bigger impact. And this is when I was holding these 3 job offers and I was about to choose one. But then another voice came up and said, Irina, but you can make even bigger impact. I mean, instead of going and work for one of these brilliant companies, which of course were way better than my banking job, but how about you go even bigger? How about you actually teach others to do the same? Because this is when I received the job offers, lots of my friends, they said, Irina, but how have you done it? What did you do? Tell us, show us, help us. And it's literally within like few weeks time, using the same methodology I used and well, that I created over 2.5 years of struggles to get a job in another industry. I helped my friends, like three of my friends, to actually get a job in different industries. And I thought, then why would I go and work for another company if I can do just that? So it was a big leap of faith. I must say that was, I've never done any like business or any business background like of this sort. It was a proper big leap of faith, but I knew that, you know, there is always way back to this beautiful jobs offers if I wanted ever. I just felt I want to serve the world in a bigger world. I was ready for the bigger impact. So that is how I started doing coaching. And by that time, years before I qualified as a coach, I had all the coaching qualifications, but the idea was that I wanted to serve women in a more powerful way, and I knew I could. So that is how I started my business years ago, and this is what I do right now.
Oh, wow. I love your story. Thank you for sharing. And what I love most about it is how you put everything in a beautiful light, because you didn't say you were just struggling with your career. You went on a beautiful journey. Yeah. A lot of people think that this is hard work. Of course, it takes some work to really delve in and really dig deep and all of that. But it's a beautiful journey. And as you put it, back to yourself. Oh, wow. I love it so much. And of course, others were then ready to go. That's the same way, because they recognized how happy you were. Oh, I love that. Thank you so much. I have goosebumps right now. It's great. What I think a lot of people would like to know right now is, what the heck do we mean with alignment here? Yeah, because the title was, or what I introduced you with, is how the alignment helps you to stand out in the job search. So what does alignment really mean to you?
Yeah. So alignment is one of the most beautifully empowering concepts that I stand by and I truly believe. So what is that? So if we start from the very big picture, what I truly believe is that your career is the natural extension of who you really are at your core. Mm-hmm. And then being able to express who you are at work. So it goes way beyond the titles and all of these things that we quite often chase. Yeah. But it's all about who you are, first of all, at your core, connecting to that. And then secondly, see how you can able, in what career can you express it in the best possible ways, mm-hmm. right? So what I always talk about is that when we choose career years back, let's say after university, like back then when we made our first move, when we got our first job, quite often we don't put a lot of thinking into it. It's very often either the next logical, the best logical step after university, or I don't know, our parents say, oh, you should do that. Like, this is how I ended, for example, in financial services industry. Like, my father truly believed that, I mean, that's no brainer. You in London, financial, one of the, you know, like the biggest financial hubs in the world. Of course, it's finance has to be. And the bigger, the better, the company, you know, all of this prestige, status. And because, you know, like, this is what, you know, at that moment, no, none of us like think in the concepts of who am I, what do I really want. It's just, we're too young to think about these things. And that's how we embark on the career. And quite often, it's not like we choose the career chooses us. And of course, there are lots of exceptions to this rule. I'm not saying that everybody's the same, but majority of people kind of like start their career journey because logical, prestigious, parents say, social pressure, whatever, matches the education. But then what happens is that we evolve, we become different, our life change, our values change. And then what is interesting, like, in this search or in this chase of never ending finish line, because that's what kind of I felt was happening to me, if I'm honest, it was yet another goal to achieve. Yeah. Never satisfied enough, never successful enough. Once you're there, what is next? What is next? What is next? And this kind of chase of never ending finish line at some point exhausts you. And I don't know why, but I discovered actually at mid-career point quite often, again, of course, there are exceptions a bit early, a bit later, but more or less mid-career point, that you start thinking, this is strange. Something is missing.
Yeah.
Something is missing. What is that that is missing? This is where I was.
Yeah, and admit too.
Like, yeah. It's like something is missing. And I can guarantee that this voice will come up sooner or later. I truly believe this is our soul. We can call it soul, our potential, whatever language we're using, but this is our soul wants more for us. Mm-hmm. This is when we reach the point and when understanding what is missing is you. So all of these years of chasing and getting to the next level and building successful career and getting and chasing this next title, all of this were good, but it stopped working because finally, like the real you that it always was there, starting to feel like, oh my God, but I mean, that's not me. Mm-hmm. In this chase and busyness of life, and you know, we kind of lose the most important ingredient for happiness, satisfaction, and fulfillment is the you.
Yeah. Yeah.
And so that is how I say that our career progresses, but it's never actually. We never readjust our career as we go.
Yeah.
Because there is this misconception that once I'm on a path, it has to be like linear. I have to just go on the same, like in the same industry, for example, the same career, because I invested so many years, my education and everything, like almost like if I change to something else, it's a wasted, I don't know, time, experience and all of these things. But that is why we don't want to actually take a step back and see if your career reflects the you. Mm-hmm. And that is what I call alignment. Yeah. Alignment is all about understanding first and foremost, who are you? Because who you are, it's actually very simple to understand once you take time to think about it. Because the real you was always there. All of these years of chase and, you know, it was always there. I always say we're not trying to discover you. We're trying to just uncover you because it was always there. You just shut up the real you because you didn't know anything better.
Yeah.
You were trying to like, you know, with all these things, which are normal. I was like this for 20 years. it's like, as I said, it's something that is like, we don't know how to do. Nobody teach us this.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody teaches how to grow in your career in a different way, in a way that is actually reflects who we really are. So that is why answering your question, alignment is about understanding who you really are at your core, first and foremost. And for this, you need to slow down to go within. It's not about, again, chasing for external things. Everything comes from within. Everything comes from within. And then, of course, it's about assessing what career options will suit this real you best. So that's alignment for me.
Oh, wow. I love that. And the simplest way that you put it was the extension of you. I love that expression because this gives everyone a sense of what else in your life can be an extension. Like when you look into your apartment, usually you have the expression of yourself within your apartment. You have it with the clothes, with everything, your complete style, the way you talk and all of that. Mm-hmm. But what you don't do, and this is something, yes, we don't get taught to do this. We don't have the idols out there who say, and this is how a career, like an authentic career, like an aligned career could look like and how you do that. Because what we get teach this decoration of home, we get styled, we get everything taught, but not this. And how to do this is something, oh my gosh, yes, it's so much needed to really dive into you and figure out how you feel with your career as well, with your job, with the daily things that you do, all the activities within that. I love that. Thank you so much for giving us the insight of that. And what I also wanted to ask you is, because you said something about expressing who you really are, and what comes to my mind is, and you just said something about you have reached a certain career level and you don't want to give up on them. So these titles that we are chasing, how What does it mean to maybe, and you said that before when we met the first time, it's an authentic expression beyond titles. So and here it comes together. So we run after those titles, but now when we come into the midlife, we change and we ask for more. So how can we express this authentically? So the search, everything we are from the core that you said, beyond titles, how can we do that?
Yeah. So, I mean, the first is awareness. First is the awareness of that. If the titles will work for you, you wouldn't be dissatisfied.
Yeah.
I mean, just simple awareness that whatever I'm doing is not working. In order to get different results, you need to start doing something in a different way. So for me, this was like, see, and this Einstein quote, like if you can't expect the same results, different results if you keep doing the same thing. So I thought, if I keep doing chasing titles, promotions, bigger salary, how would it suddenly make me feel satisfied?
Mm.
And of course, I tried that. Yeah, and then I received the promotion. I never felt so empty and sad.
Yeah.
Because I realized, and then what? I'm still doing the same job. Just now higher title, higher KPIs, responsibilities, a bit higher salary, which is not even necessarily the case, but definitely much higher targets. And then that's it. The essence of my job is pretty much the same. And so this is how you say, okay, this doesn't work. So I just realized that I don't want to move up. I want to move out. The question is where? So that's the next question, right?
Yeah.
So once you realize that titles doesn't work for you, and again, it's simply, as I said, it's just this feeling, no, I don't want a promotion in this company. I want something completely different. So this awareness will come for sure. The next step is, okay, so what do I do instead? Because of course, I mean, if you don't know what to do instead, you will keep stuck where you are because you don't know what else is possible or what is there. But this is again how chasing titles can interrupt. I see a lot of women, what they do when they start searching for what is next. Again, they try to start with the jobs, with potential titles, with the potentials, like jobs description or title descriptions. That's how they search. Again, it's kind of this job search is based on this external, it comes from the external things, right? Okay, let me see what is available. Let me put these titles. Again, it's driven by something that is not really you. Again, mm-hmm. What is available, what is possible. Clarity comes from inside. Clarity comes from inside. It's an inside job. Actually, job search is an inside job. And this is my biggest theory. I'm saying we are not searching for a new job. We're actually searching and connecting to you. And then, you know, after we've done this inside job, everything else just clicks like this. So that is why when it comes to like to searching for what is next, it's not the right way to chase for titles, because actually then you limit yourself. What happens is that when we focus on titles and this kind of specific, I call tunnel vision view, okay, so what is good for me is in this tunnel. So yeah, we are looking like, okay, this is maybe potentially good, or this, you know, very rational, very logical. We actually limit ourselves from even considering something else, something better, something that exists right this second, but we don't allow ourselves to even see it because we are like horses with these shields.
Yes.
And what I'm suggesting to do is to take the shields off and look around and see what else is possible, because there are lots of jobs and titles that you don't even know that exist.
Yep.
Because they are exactly what you want and need. But because you're searching from outside out, you don't know even what you're searching for. Because you're searching using what you know, all these, you know, titles that I think can be best for me. So you're searching from their own foundation in the first place. So when we go and do it the other way from inside, you start asking more empowering questions to yourself. Forget the titles for now, forget the whatever. Let's start with me. So what actually really energizes me? Like first one,
mm-hmm.
what kind of things when I do, it gives me energy. Because for me, this is also the first kind of sign. If your job doesn't energize you, It means that you don't only need to change the job, you actually need to do the, you need to change the role or the job function. It's very important. That's what I call alignment. Because if you do the right thing, if you do something that in your zone of genius, it means that you're really good at it naturally, or because you gain experience, it will come easy to you and it will energizes you, not drain you. So that is why I'm always saying, assess if your current job energizes you or not. Because if it's not, you need to start thinking about what kind of things when I do, it just, time just passes and I don't even notice.
Yeah.
It's just like, I can do it like forever. I love it. You know, like what kind of things is that? And if you need to go back maybe a little bit beyond even sometimes job experience, because if you're all your life, your job was pretty much in this limited space, I'm supposed to do it because it looks good on paper, whatever it is, then maybe you never even had a chance to do what energizes you, you know? So it's like, this is like the first reference point kind of to think about. The next one is what motivates you. I call them motivators.
Yeah.
So what is important to you? Now, after the post-COVID era, we have this idea for flexibility, for remote work. A lot of my clients come to me because they want a better work-life balance, because they want more flexibility now that they know they can, because the job market is changing. Yeah. This landscape is changing now. The whole world is changing, but some of the companies become stubborn because they're not innovative thinkers, and they say, no, 5 days a week in the office, that's it, that's our culture. The question, do you want to be part of this culture?
Yes.
So do you want to be in a company that doesn't get the flexibility? Actually, it's win-win for everybody. So this is how you think, what motivates me? What is important to me in my job? What kind of lifestyle do I want to have? You know, this is the, again, it's about assessing, maybe 10 years ago when you were, or 20 years ago when you were single, no kids, no husband, you know, like whatever, like a different lifestyle, you didn't mind to work long hours. You didn't care about going to the office and you can go out for drinks with colleagues after. But
yeah,
what if it's now it's different? And again, we evolve, our priority change, but our career keeps staying the same.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what I call, this is misaligned career, because it doesn't match your desired lifestyle and what motivates you anymore.
Yeah.
How can you be inspired by that career?
Wow.
And the third point is all about, what is your interest? You can say what you're passionate about, but I know some people have reservations against passion.
I know that.
Things, like passion and work, even though of course I do believe it's all about passion. But if you want to be a little bit more grounded in that, what interests you?
Yeah.
What topics do you speak all the time? Like, and I also say, for example, if you are going to do a TED talk, like, I don't know, what topic would it be? What topic would you want to talk about? Because you truly believe in it. You truly, you know, you like this topic. You can talk about this topic for life, for forever, you know?
Mm-hmm.
This is one. Or if you can go back to school, what subject would you want to learn?
Oh.
What do you want to learn? Like also, and again, this is like gives you some change in perspective, some kind of digging a little bit inside to think, huh, interesting. So it's all these kind of questions coming from a different angle that make you start thinking in the way of who I am, what really truly interests me, what I love talking about it, what energizes me, what kind of lifestyle do I want to have? And then this is when, only then, this is when you start designing your career based on that. So it doesn't come from everything outside of you. It comes from these essential elements that you've learned about yourself after doing a little bit of self-introspection. So this is when you start, knowing all of this, what kind of companies would suit me better? Of course, the companies that have values similar to yours. That's the first level of alignment, I call it. So it's very easy, for example, it's very basic, of course, it can be go a little bit deeper, but you can even Google top companies, in the UK, in the US, wherever you are, for flexibility, for work-life balance. And you will see that, oh my God, there are companies that are crazy about these things. So that's kind of the first thing. Another one, if my job doesn't energize me, what does? So what kind of potential roles or job functions can I do to align more with what I'm good at naturally, right?
Yeah.
And then the other thing, it's the second alignment. The third alignment I call is industry alignment. And this is where you want to try to align this passion of yours, the topic that you want to talk about, with the company mission, with the industry that company is in, right? So this is, again, and of course, there is like a methodology behind this. That's what I teach my clients in my programs, to just kind of understand how to find these kind of roles. But this is the type of alignment I'm talking about in a job search. It comes from within, from self-introspection, from understanding what you want. And I truly, truly believe you can get what you want when you ask for it.
Yeah.
You do not ask for it when you don't know what you want. That is why it's crucial to know, this is what I want, this is what is important to me, and I'm not going to settle for less. I'm going to go and claim my desires, because then you will. There is no other way.
That's so powerful. And what I just feel is that a lot of women would now think, okay, now I'm in the place where I don't feel good anymore. So I'm not energized by my job. I'm not motivated and I'm not passionate about it. And but I still have this investment first. And the second is, I have a good salary and I have a secure job and I need security. How do I get to what you just offered me? This sounds so amazing, but how do I get over this need for security so that I can freely step out of it? Is there also a way that you either teach or coach them through so that they can let go of that need, of that desperate need? Because on one hand you have the calling for more, and on the other there is still this need of security. And if this is balanced out, then you are in a draw position and you don't really know where to go. And what we then start thinking is, how do we do that? How do we do that? But instead of how, what would be your question that they could ask themselves instead of the how, maybe?
I mean, the how is a good question, by the way. It's just not the primary question. And I think that to answer your question, first and foremost, I want to say that we all have two parts of us. Mm-hmm. One part is this dreamer. I call it a dreamer. Like, oh, yes, I want this beautiful life. I love what Irina is talking about, this passion, desired lifestyle. Wow, I love it. And there will always be the second part of us. And I call it the protector. Yeah. The part of us that is scared. The part of us that is, you know, that doesn't want you to get hurt, to get rejections, to fail, to take a pay cut, because it's important for you. You have your responsibilities and, you know, it's important. I get it. So there is always be this part of us, the protector, why I call it the protector, because in the essence, these both parts, they want exactly the same for you. Their deeper intention is to make you happy, but they're achieving it in a totally different way. The dreamer is all about, yeah, come on, I mean, we can do it, we can have it. But the protector, it's called protector because its way to protect you or to make you happy is to protect you from potential setbacks, from potential rejections and failures. So by protecting you, it believes that it will make you happy. And the thing is, yes, it does protect you, because all of these stories, well, I need security, is very important to me. That is why I cannot afford the career change. Or this is, all of this is the stories this protector is telling you to keep you where you are. Mm-hmm. And so why I'm saying it's a story is because it's actually not true. This is the story that you decided to believe to stay where you are. You're protecting yourself from failures, but you're also protecting yourself from having a beautiful, satisfying, meaningful life and career. So the question here, or the idea here is, I'm here to tell you, and I've been working with hundreds of women, coming from all different backgrounds, countries, and a level of experience. And I can tell you one of the things. 95%, I would say even more if I'm honest, 95% of people change to the beautiful, satisfying, incredible jobs without any pay cut. And the reason why we believe we need to take a pay cut is because the question I want you to ask, why do you think you'll have to take a pay cut? You That's believe that it's almost like new industry? I start from scratch. I'm like a newbie. And because I'm a newbie, I need to be paid less. But that's not true. Mm-hmm. That is why the question is to ask yourself is, all your experiences count. It doesn't matter. And actually, what I teach my clients is that the other industry experience is your biggest differentiating factor. There is this industry new trend, it's called innovative hiring. It's when employers are hiring people from different industries. Why? Because that's the only way to innovate. If companies will keep hiring exactly the same type of people with exactly the same backgrounds, just coming from the competitors, where are the innovations going to be? It's going to be same
no,
kind of thinking.
You can't. The results will be the same. Yes.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So that is why by bringing people who have extensive experience somewhere else, it's a win-win. Why would they pay you less if you give them so much value with your diverse, different industry experience?
Mm-hmm.
So why on earth would they pay you less? And actually, it's logical for people to not pay you less. I mean, why on earth would you move for lower salary? You know what I mean? And this is the assumptions we make because we think, oh, that's how it works. Yes, I had a few clients who needed to take a little small pay cut, but within a year, they literally go back to the same level that was before in the industry. And the year after, it was already above.
Okay.
And because they were moving from a very high profile financial services job, which was, you know, like it's a different reality. But within a year, they already matched the same salary. And then, yeah. So my point is that it's a great story to tell yourself if you want to stay stuck and don't do anything and keep your life where you are. But then what is the life about?
Mm-hmm.
Again, dreading Mondays or feeling happy and excited every Monday morning or every morning, right?
Yeah.
So that is why I want you to start thinking in a way that my experience, every single years of my experience counts. This is my differentiating factor. This is the value I will add to the company because I'm coming from a different background, a different perspective. That is why what I teach my clients is that career change is a risk-free move.
Wow.
It's a risk-free move. I do understand security is important. It was the same for me. I've got 3 job offers in another industry without any relevant experience with a minimum 10% salary increase. So if I keep telling myself these stories that it's not possible, I would never do it. And the beauty of the career change, you actually don't need to go anywhere until you receive an irresistible job offer, which you love.
Yeah.
Well, unless you are, you know, made redundant or unemployed for different reasons, but that's a different story. So my whole point is that start to believe a different story. Start telling yourself a different story, more empowering story. And the story is that everything is possible.
Yeah.
You can absolutely transition to the career that you love without any financial sacrifice because you don't need to start from scratch. Mm-hmm. You are not a newbie.
Yeah.
You're going to bring your beautiful asset, you, to the new environment, and you're going to help them to succeed in a different way. So this is will be well paid, this is will be well rewarded, and this is where it's a win-win because your passion walks you the miles.
Mm-hmm. Wow, yes. It's all about the stories that we tell each other and that we tell ourselves. Yeah. I love that. And this is so clear now. So don't wait because there are chances. The only thing that you have to do is change the way you tell yourself the stories or what stories you tell. And so the question to that is, what stories do you tell yourself? And can you tell yourself different stories?
Exactly.
Yeah. Oh, wow. Yes. I love that. Thank you so much, Irina, for all that insight. And I know that there is a lot of process behind that and you do strategize with women to really get them through a career move in a good way. And there is so much behind that and a lot of work, but beautiful work. And to keep them in contact with you, I know that you have an incredible gift to share with them. Would you love to fill us in what that is?
Yeah, so the gift I really want to give all the women who are tired of being dissatisfied and unhappy on Monday mornings is my so-called free career journey quiz. So it's a quick quiz. It will take you 30 seconds, but it will help you to actually to know what will be the best aligned move for you in your career. Because even career change can take different shapes. You know, sometimes you need to change everything. Sometimes you need to only change a little bit. Like it takes a lot of forms. So that is why this quiz will help you to understand what will be the best move for me based on my circumstances, based on what I'm experiencing there right now, that will really be aligned with the core of who I am. So that's the quiz that I am sending you as a gift. Please take a look. 30 seconds to complete, and you will get impressed with what results you will get out of it.
Oh, wow. Thank you. What an incredible gift. Thank you so much for sharing. And thank you for all the insights. And ladies out there, if you feel stuck, ask yourself those three questions. Does my job energize me? Does it motivate me? And do I have the passion within? And if you don't, you should be thinking about making a risk-free career move. I loved that. Because it's always risk-free if you tell yourself and allow yourself to do it. Yes, thank you so much, Irina, for that and for being our special guest today.
It's a real pleasure. Thank you so much for inviting me.
Thank you. And to our listeners, more sessions will be delivered to your inbox tomorrow. I look forward to be joining you in our next session. Until then, don't forget that changes need chances. So give yourself a chance to rise into your power, embody your true self. It's your time to shine. Thank you so much.